this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We're going a little bit earlier this time. I don't know, I was just feeling going or doing it earlier, but
yeah.
So I'm gonna start off with something new. While Nick was walking down, I just had an idea to do. So I'm gonna name off some players in the MLB, and you're gonna tell me what you think their career home runs are.
Okay.
So I got how many players? 10 players.
Okay.
And you're gonna tell me their career home runs.
First,
Trey Turner. And you're gonna go down to like what like their exact number. Like not just like in that range.
Exact
you know?
Number. So he's hit more.
How many has he hit this year?
He's hit 2 this year. Mm-hmm. I know that. He hit 26 last year, 21 the year before. I don't know how many. I think he's at least over 200. Let me say 222.
You know, here, I'm not going to tell you immediately.
You just come if I'm close or not.
No, I'm going to write down a list of the answers you said. All right, wait, what'd you say?
220. I'm going to say, scratch that. I'm going to say 215.
Okay. Next player, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. I know he's over 300. Man, going back to that track, I don't know if Trey played that long, but for Bryce, I'm going to put. So he hit 300 last year. I don't know how many home runs he had after that. I'm going to say 310.
Okay. Next player. Third player, Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul. Oh, that's bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I try to mix in some players that were.
Yeah. Paul, he's played a long time. Hits a lot of homers. Is he close to 400? I don't know. Let's say 357.
Okay. Next player, Tim Anderson.
Okay. Jeez Louise. I'm going to say, I know he didn't hit, like, I don't know. Did he even hit any last year? I know he was a little hot, like, a couple years ago. 132.
There you go. Gary Sanchez.
$185.
Okay. That was fifth player.
Yeah.
Going on the sixth player, Mookie Betts.
See, like, with Mookie, it feels like he.
I'm not gonna lie, this one surprised me.
I don't think he's hit a like. I don't think he's in the 300. He may be in the 300, but he just. I don't know if he's played long enough to hit 300. What was his first year, like 2016, something like that? I'm gonna say
I'll tell you he's been playing longer than you think he has.
Okay. 10+ years? Or
coming up on the 10th year.
Okay. 248.
Okay. Seventh player. Seventh. JD Martinez.
Okay, that's like, with like those players, I'm like, do they hit 300 yet? Because like they played a long time, they hit a lot of homers. It's just how they hit.
Do you want me to tell you when he debuted?
Yeah, I know he like
2011.
Like, yeah, I was thinking early 2010s.
Don't overthink this one.
I know I'm not. 278.
Nick Castellanos.
Okay. Like you see. I don't think he's a home run. He's not much of a home run hitter. Because those years for the Tigers, he was more of a doubles guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, has he hit 200, though? Did he hit 200 last year? He might have.
Debuted in 2013.
Yeah. Tigers. He played in some bad ballparks. Like, he played in the Tigers.
Yeah, give it some thought. Don't be.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Don't be afraid to.
Cause he played with the Tigers. That's not Home Run Park. Play with the Cubs, which he hit like I don't know how many doubles with. They play in the Reds. I think he had a 30 home run year with the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
Play with the Phils. He had 13, 29. Now he's what, 2 or 3? No, is it close to 3? I don't know if he has a homer this year.
$185. Okay. All right, last two coming up. Juan Soto. Do not overthink this one.
See, like, I get he's not played for a long time, but he's hit so many homers. One. Cause when did he debut? 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's 2024. He hit 30 homers. I think he had 30-plus in 2019. 2020 was shortened season. What? Oh.
Don't overthink it.
And I'm not. I'm just trying to like get a good guess here.
Mm-hmm.
196. No. 176.
Okay. Last one, JT Realmuto.
Okay, 225.
All right, how do you think you did?
I don't think I did good at all. Because I feel like JT, I know he's hit a lot of 20 home run seasons.
There was some you were pretty far off, but some of them you were, like, within 10.
Okay, at least I'm within 10 with some. How many am I within 10?
Hold on. I gotta count it up.
All right. If I'm, like, at least, like, if I got a couple within 10.
Do you remember what you said for Harper?
310 or 315.
Okay.
So, like the first, yeah. All right, you go.
One so far is within 10 or less. Okay. One so far is within 15 or less.
Okay. So am I, like, how close am I? Wait, so how far are we, like, so far away?
All right, here. I'll just go one by one. Yeah. I'll just go one by one. It'll be easier. Right. Trey Turner, you said 215 home runs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really blame you. He's been in the league for a while.
He's had a lot of 20 home run seasons, I would feel like.
It's lower than what you said. It's 152. I don't blame you, though. I don't really blame you just because he's been in the league for so long.
Well, plus in the last couple of years, I feel like I'm disappointed myself with that one.
Now, Bryce Harper.
Please tell me I was at least a little close with Bryce.
You said 310.
Yeah.
In his career, he's hit 310.
At least I got Bryce.
I didn't like even remember you like getting on the dot with that. I was not really paying attention. But
see, I'm okay. Now I'm okay. Yeah, yeah. With myself.
Paul Goldschmidt. This one surprised me. You said 357.
Yeah.
He said 342. Not bad. Not bad.
I know. I was thinking he'll last.
Now, though, this one, you were pretty far off.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson. You said 132.
No shot. Is he under 100?
He hit 98.
Oh, because of the couple years with the White Sox.
Yeah.
Like, he's at least had a couple.
Yeah. I kind of put that one in there because I thought it would be tough. This one I also thought would be tough. Gary Sanchez.
I say, what, 187?
185.
Okay.
He hit 175.
Okay.
Not bad. This one surprised me. Mookie Betts. You said 248.
He's way higher.
258. You're like within 10 of with a lot of them. Like on the dot.
At least I know my players.
JD Martinez. You were pretty far off with this
one. Yeah.
You said 278. He said 315.
Okay, at least he got, I said I don't know if he got over 300 and he did.
Nick Castellanos. You said 185. He's at 210.
He's at 210?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking if he had 200 last year or not. He did.
Juan Soto. I kept telling you not to overthink it. You didn't. You said 176. He said 166.
All
right. JT, I think this is the farthest one you're
off.
Yeah. You said 225. He said 157.
Okay. See, JT, I'm a little disappointed.
So.
You know why? I don't think I put the COVID year too much emphasis in that. Because, like, some players, except he, like, Who's that one player who had, like, a bunch of home runs during the COVID year? Was it Tatis? Someone had, like, close to 20 that year.
I know. The playoff boys, Randy and Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Randy and Corey Seager, they obviously had like really good playoff years.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I'm.
Other than that, I can't think of.
So I was like, what?
I think it was Tatis.
No, was it Ozuna? I think it was Ozuna.
Somebody had it. While you're doing that, I'm gonna.
I'm so pumped! I got braces right though. Thank the Lord. Batting. Who had the most homers? Give it to me. It was
all right. So
it was Lugavoy.
I calculated it, and I think you got around. If I was going in within 10, besides Paul Goldschmidt, I'll give you that one. I think you got in with 13. You got 5 out of 10.
I'm pumped. Hey.
You got Harper on the dot, though, so.
I'm excited with that. Harper's a bonus.
Yeah.
I will say, the Tim Anderson one, I thought.
Him and Gary Sanchez's one kind of surprised me because I thought he would have, like, at least 200, but he doesn't.
Also, the league leader, the home run leader in 2020 was Luke Voit, 22. I forgot he was in the league.
Then he went to the Padres and then the Brewers?
Yeah, I think so.
Or was it the Brewers first, then the Padres? I don't know.
It was the Yankees, Padres, Nationals, Brewers. Then Brewers. Because he got traded mid-year. I think that was the Eric Hosmer trade.
Classic Eric Hosmer trade.
Is he in the league anymore?
No. He's retired, I think.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Because I always see, like, tweets of him, and I'm assuming he's retired.
Yeah, I just looked at Tim Anderson. He only had 1 year of 20 homers, I think.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah. He's at 9, 17, 20, 18, 10, 17, 6, and 1.
So.
I forgot he made the All-Star in 2022 when he was bad.
Yeah, he was nasty. Like, he was good.
And he's bad 3. He had, like, I think, what was it? A 4-3-year stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He was bad 300.
Well.
Silver Slugger, 2020.
Yeah, he was looking to be great.
And then he fell off a cliff.
I don't know what happened. Ever since that Jose Ramirez punch, he just,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You want to touch on the Phillies or you want to go draft?
I'm saying we go NBA.
Oh, okay. I was watching NBA yesterday a lot.
Too. I don't know where we left off. I think it was game 2 of the Sixers.
Yeah.
I think we touched on the, did we touch on the Nuggets and Lakers game?
We touched a little bit on it.
Game 2. Jamal Murray hit the buzzer beater.
Yeah. I watched a lot yesterday.
Let's just go into the game 3. Oh, no.
But wait, let's touch on a little Celtics basketball. Because they played yesterday. They lost.
Shaq predicted it by exactly.
See, yeah, I missed the first 10 minutes because I was taking a nap. And I didn't realize I was. And I woke up at like 7:30. I was like, because I saw like the NHL playoffs. I'm like, they're playing hockey at 7 o'clock in the morning. But so yeah, watched Celtics game, as I'm a Celtics fan. I'm so disappointed. I mean,
Was there really anything the Celtics could do with about the three pointers?
They could probably play better defense because they left them wide open a lot.
Yeah,
they let Hayward Highsmith take a couple wide open. I don't know why they let Tyler Hero take wide open threes. Drew Holiday not contesting on a Yami Yaquez three pointer.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum missing free throws, complaining a lot. I mean, Tatum, he dropped 18 in the first half. He was terrible in the second half, in my mind, especially the fourth quarter. KP, Kristaps, terrible. Drew, non existent. Sam, I love Sam Hauser. He had some threes. I mean, it sucks because you see all the top seeds, they're putting this. So I saw a tweet, I forget who put it on, but he put the three other teams that were top seeds. They put their foot on the throats of the other teams, and they went up 2-0. The Celtics, they messed around because they do. They always do it. Of course, the Heat. I hate the Heat. I hate them with a passion, more than the Sixers. It sucks because They play stupid basketball, of course, when they mess around too much. Jaylen Brown was the only player I felt that had that was doing anything to win. Jason Tatum was, I don't know, sleepwalking through the second. All the stars were sleepwalking except for Jaylen Brown. Because Brown, I think Brown went on a 20, like he went on like 11-0 run or 11-3 run.
Then again, bottom line, when the opposing team is shooting over 50% from the 3-point line,
22 threes they hit.
23.
My bad. My bad.
23 for 43, and then like there's just no possible way you were gonna lose that game.
And you miss like every three in the book.
It's just, well, actually, Celtics had a 37.5. That's not even that bad.
The way they shoot the ball, though. The way they shoot, the way, how many attempts they shoot, they usually shoot like a lot better than 37.
They were 12 for 32.
Yeah, you're not winning that basketball game. You're getting out.
That's what I mean. If there's a team you're going against and they're shooting above 50% from the three with that large span of three-pointers, you're losing.
And you're not contesting them. It's just, I don't know what the advanced numbers look like, because I've been looking at, like, going in depth on advanced numbers. They probably look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the turnover percentage is or, like, whatever.
Percentage. Turnovers were the same for both teams.
Both teams? What were the turnovers?
12 and 12.
Okay. I just want to look at, like, it's just, it sucks.
Like, if you look at it, Celtics, like, had better stats, kind of.
Yeah, but they got out.
That's what it's just the threes.
30 points to what? They got outshot 30 points to what? Yeah, 10 plus 3. 10 more threes is 30 points.
Yeah.
A team hit 60-something. What? Yeah, 66 points of three-pointers. Well, you hit 36. You're losing that basketball game. No ifs or buts. You can't. And plusly, especially, like, it was a couple-point game, too. Like, that's the... Mm-hmm. If they would have just tried to... Also... Jeez Louise. Credit to who it is. Bam Adebayo is unguardable in that post. I don't know why they're not. Like, Kristaps or Al Horford have to do a better job at not letting him get to his spot. Because Bam's just feeding off of just getting to the low post and just shooting his fadeaway. They can't stop it. They probably won't be able to stop it.
Yeah.
Bam's been the best player in the series. Like, one of the best players in the series. Like,
imagine if they had Jimmy.
Oh yeah, Matt. Oh, they have Terry Rozier either. Like, they can.
But Celtics.
Oh wait, did you see the Jimmy Butler post on Instagram where he reposted Jaylen Brown saying, "Don't let us get one."
No.
Yeah, he did. They said, "I might delete this later." So like, I might end deleting this.
Yeah, no. Jimmy's just that kind of guy.
Oh, he's. I'm terrified if he comes back. I don't want him to come back.
Miami had more assists. Celtics had 7 more blocks, which isn't like,
which is good because like terrible block. Like Derek White, some of the stars go. Like Derek White, I love him. I wish he would have got more involved in the offense because I feel like his shot is just I feel like he's the X factor in the series. Derek White, because the defense and the shot, like Derek White can do it all, man. I love it. But what are you saying though?
Same amount of steals per team. Celtics had 20 more points in the paint, but that makes sense because of threes. But
yeah.
Other than that, we should probably just go on to the Phillies just because.
Philly. Yeah, you know, let's go Phillies and then let's go. We gotta touch a little bit of the NFL draft though, because today is NFL draft day. But let's go Phillies. Yeah. What do you want to start for the Phillies game?
So
I missed the first three innings, by the way, so I call it.
Like, I haven't watched a single game in the series, which is kind of probably good, to be honest.
Well, the first game was kind of, you missed out on 7-0.
Yeah.
But yesterday, they're up 3-1.
I think I watched part of the first game, but Monday, I think we talked about.
Yeah, we did.
Wait.
Yeah, we were Monday. It was Monday or Tuesday? No, it was Tuesday, because Tuesday we talked about Game one, when Rangy won 7. Then we talked about, see if they can win today or yesterday. And then we,
I don't know, but
yeah, we talked.
Let's just start off the game two. Tuesday, Sanchez is on the mound. He lost. Reds won 8-1.
That game, Sanchez didn't have his best stuff. I mean, he threw 30 pitches in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense let him down sometimes. Segundo Sosa playing third base has made a couple mistakes, which I wish Cody Clemens was playing, to be honest. Because I want Alec Bohm at third still, because I trust him more than Sosa right now. And, I mean, Turner made a great play, then threw the ball, then Bohm couldn't extend. A couple errors. I think his run, his only allowed run, Sanchez was one. He let up, I think he let up five, though. And then I think Soto came in. Soto came in Monday. I don't know who came in the rest of the game. Oh, Marte.
Yeah.
And then Ellie De La Cruz had a sick bat flip or whatever it was, celebration.
He is.
Oh, he's a machine.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, the Phillies lost that one. 8-1. Yesterday. So I missed the first three innings. Turnbull, five innings, one pitch, one run ball. If they take him out for Taiwan Walker.
I think they are.
They better not.
That's what I just read on MLB.com.
It most likely is because, Turnbull is having a lot of motion on the mound. I think he actually gave a run. He's, like, slammed his glove on the
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, it's disappointing because he's pitching. He's one of the best pitchers pitching right now.
And we all know how Taiwan's going to go, so.
If he gives up, watch he throws six innings, one, two.
If he does bad,
just move to the long reliever spot.
That's exactly what I was saying. Like, if he does bad, you would think he'd not.
He might be a little.
Yeah, they did an interview with Rob talking about it, but I didn't listen to it.
I don't listen to these. I got to listen to interviews. I don't do that right now.
But Phillies lost 7-4. Dominguez has not been good.
He's been horrific.
I don't know what happened.
A lot of people on Twitter, get him out of here. I mean, you got to either send him out or trade him. Send him down, do the Jose Alvarado treatment where you work with him extensively down there. Or you trade him. Or you Coy Brogdon him. Like Connor Brogdon, not Coy. Connor Brogdon him. Which I don't get. I get Stranthi's a right-handed pitcher. He's been horrific. Just put Matt Strom in and let him go. I could care less about. Put him against a lefty. I could care less. It doesn't matter who's up at the plate. It was a righty lefty.
Yeah, you would think with Rob Thompson that he loves his switching lineups whenever there's a lefty on the mound. So you would think that he would like putting in a lefty against a lefty. But.
And then, I think two straight hits, and it was just. Then Matt Strom comes in. I think he gave up a run. I think the run went counted towards Seranthi, with Seranthi left two. It's just.
It seems like a disaster.
And then he put Gregory Soto in, which I'm not even mad at Soto because it should have been two outs if Edmundo Sosa could just field a baseball, which he didn't. He bobbled it. He threw it. Guy was safe. And then the Reds score a couple runs. Which, did you see the play where the picture of Johan diving? I forget who smoked the ball. I don't know how the heck Johan even came close to getting that ball, but he did. He's a magician out there. Also, Johan Rojas still raking. Hit an RBI yesterday.
That's good. Also, another person's raking. Alec Bohm.
Oh, he's
raking. 4-for-4.
Alec Bohm.
He needs to stay like this, though. He cannot.
If he can just hit a couple more homers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Boomers. I don't, like.
We're finally seeing the Bohm.
Exactly.
If only Bryson Stock could be on fire right now. Because that's what they're missing right now. They need.
Well, it doesn't help when he's not an everyday player, so.
Which is so dumb.
Didn't they take Marsh out, too?
Yes, they did. And then guess who? They pitch hit Marsh. They pitch hit Johan Rojas for Marsh when they should have just done pitch hit Sosa. Because I don't know why.
Dumb.
They keep Sosa in. But you could have just put Cody Clemens at one.
Like, it angers me. Because I feel like Rob Thompson's a good coach. It's just like.
Manager. Excuse me, baseball terms. Manager.
Same thing. I don't know if you'll agree with me. I feel like he's such a good manager, but there's like little things that hurt.
I think,
and they're easy changes, but he just refuses to change.
Like keeping a pitcher in for too long, like
the lefty righty situation. Actually, just only lefties. Whenever there's a lefty pitcher, like if he just fixed those two things, he would be so good. Like everybody would love him.
I know,
but he
like. I don't get what the thing is against Stott and Marsh, but, like, why do you take, I think it was two men on, one out, Sosa went up, in the eighth inning, you're down by two, or one of the two. I think he's a lefty or a righty. You keep Sosa, who you know can't hit sometimes. Marsh, there's probably a better probability he hits with one out.
What do you mean better? There is.
Yeah. With one out than two outs. Mm-hmm. Like, but then, like, you pitch it, Marsh for Rojas, who's raking. It just doesn't make sense. Like, pitching Sosa for Marsh for Sosa would have been so much easier. Because mm-hmm. you could just put Bohm at one, Bohm at three, Clemens at one. Yeah. That's all you had to do.
I don't understand. But like, if he just fixed those simple things, he could be, like, one of the best managers.
Was he manager All-Star game last year? I'm pretty sure he did. I don't know.
But regardless, Bryson Stott is so young.
Yeah.
And also, I don't care. Yeah, and also, ice cold. One-time All-Star. I don't care what anybody says. He is an everyday player. Same goes for Marsh. Marsh is having a crazy start. Like, they all deserve to be everyday players.
And you know how you get out of cold streaks? You play.
Yeah.
You can't
just sit on the bench. That's the worst thing to do. Because then one, it becomes demotivating, and you haven't hit.
Like, yeah.
You need to consistently, like, it's so.
Oh, and I have a problem with this. I think it's time to take, like, going back to Sir Anthony, put Kirkring in that spot, and keep Sir Anthony out.
Is he
of that.
Back from the minors now? I think he is.
Yeah, he pitched. Yeah, he pitched, I think, against the Pirates. Like, sorry, one guy, I even though he's pitched one inning, I trust more than Sir Anthony Dominguez, who's pitched at close to 10 innings. I think Sir Anthony's ERA is close to, what, 10? Mm-hmm. 9? It's too big for me to check. That's what it is.
Here's what I'm saying is, these guys are seeing so much more outside of the games than we are, like, practice stuff. Yeah. I don't understand how it's not easy to gauge if they're going to be good or not, especially with pitchers. Like,
just look at their body language. Like, that's all you, like, look at the, like,
how their pitchers are constantly practicing them, probably the most intensive out of every player. They're always throwing live BP.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know.
Well, unless
they're always just throwing. Like, and if you can tell, like, you should probably be able to tell if his break's there, if his velo's there, if his accuracy's there.
Yeah.
If they're not there, don't use them.
Like, like Sir Anthony, like, his slider was not working. He's not, like, someone put it out, he's not been the same since the 2022 playoffs. Someone said that. Like, because he wasn't good. He was okay last year, and he's been downright horrendous this year. He's been worse than, is he worse than Pinto this year?
No. I don't care what anybody says. He's not worse.
Yeah. Like, they need someone in that bullpen other than Strom, Hoffman, Alvarado, who's been pitching better.
Then again, though, we should feel thankful because some teams don't have more than one good reliever.
Number one bullpen ranking to be big in the year.
Like, I'm so thankful to have at least Hoffman, Alvarado.
I'm so glad they have Hoffman.
Like, I'm so glad Hoffman turned out to be, like, good.
Great. Strom's been excellent to start the year. He's been great to start the year.
We have two lefties. We have a righty. We just need Sir Anthony to do what he's done the years past. But
well, they just trade him for a bullpener. I don't know what can you, someone will take it. If you do trade Sir Anthony, you're gonna get something for him because he does have
value. Because he has that history of being good.
Well, and his rookie year, he was like, I think he was
just whatever you do, not trade him for the Braves, because he'll turn to a superstar.
Yeah,
but
you want to touch on the little Phillies or not Phillies? Draft.
Draft.
So, today's the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Today is, it starts at 8:30 or 8 o'clock. The big thing is the second overall pick, I feel like. Who do you take? Who would you take? Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
Is this Patriots or three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Washington loves Daniels. I think Daniel's going to be great. But
don't think there's a wrong pick.
What I think, too.
Like, there's really, they both have their.
They both have their greats and their weaknesses.
Exactly. Like, it's just whatever fits the team better. Personally, if I was in their position, I would probably pick Jaden just because he has.
The athletic ability.
The better track record. But that's just me.
Well, one's a Heisman, too.
That's what I mean. Like, he has the high, like, It makes more sense.
I think Drake's probably the Josh Allen of the draft, just because the, like, I think, I forget who put it. I think it was Daniel Jeremiah or someone like that. Like, don't just watch last year's draft, tape, because he lost some of, he lost Josh Downs. I forget who else he lost, but he lost some great players. And, I don't know if he's going to have to sit a year or he's going to start right away. I would love to see if the Patriots just take Marvin Harrison Jr. and Arizona trades to the Vikings. And
that would be
Drake insane. May and Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Yeah. Hockenson.
Like, I would. So, but pick two, I feel like, isn't there more players than just Drake May? And
well, that's the quarterbacks who's probably going to be taking it, like, two.
What about McCarthy?
See, that's a lot of things. McCarthy's interesting because it's either...
I haven't been keeping up to date, so, like, I don't know if teams are...
I've done, like, 15, 17 mock drafts. But, I've been hooked. But, the reports are that Arizona might trade that pick if they don't look good on the board or something like that. They're not trading it before their pick. They're going right on their pick. And the Vikings are the favorites to trade up because they have two first. The Giants could trade up. The Raiders could trade up. A lot of teams could trade up. But I think they stay at four. I think they take, like, I get it. You could get a lot. They could get two first, because they're going to get two first round picks for the Vikings to get McCarthy. But I just don't think you can pass on MHJ.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be
Marvin Harrison.
No, I think it's going to be Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and then Marvin Harrison.
Oh, you think he goes three? Harrison goes three?
Yeah, kind of. I think either he goes three or Drake May goes to the Pats.
I think Drake May goes to the Pats. I would love to see Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray connection. But a team I could see trading down is the Chargers.
But then again, like, see, the Patriots are in such a tough spot.
I know. They could get, like, a franchise wide receiver.
Or a possible franchise quarterback.
Which is always a risk with a QB. Like, it's a risk with every pick. But with Marvin Harrison, like, I feel like it's a receiver. Like, if you have a good quarterback, which they don't have a good quarterback, they have Bailey Zappi and Jacoby Brissett.
They are in such a tough position.
They are. They have a lot of needs. Every team.
It's not even like... It's like one of those things where, like, there's too many good things, and you can only pick one thing.
Like the Bears. Like, the Bears have a lot of good things going with them.
I don't think the Bears have a tough decision.
No, they
Even though I'm not... I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be all people say he is. I think we talked about that one of the first podcasts we ever did. How you said that you believed in Caleb Williams and his skills.
I still do.
Yeah, you probably still do. I think he's a joke. Not even just like him playing football, just like
I think
his personality is a joke.
I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback just because of like the talent level he has. But like, if he goes to the Bears with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and if they draft Roma Dunze at number 9,
they could be nasty.
And they have Khalil Herbert, Cole Kmet.
They could be like the Texans.
He has no problem. And their defense, they can get. The defense is good. I'm just looking at them like.
If I'm a Bears fan, I'm excited.
I don't want to do like the whole Panthers. Because I was so high on the Panthers for some reason last year. When they got Adam Thielen, DJ Chark. I was like, man, they're gonna be pretty solid. But with the Bears, it's like. There's so much to believe. There's so much things to buy in.
I'm buying in just because. So many different things. Like, with the Panthers, I don't know how you thought DJ Chark was going to be.
I saw him with the Lions. I thought he was pretty okay with the Lions. I was like, hey.
Adam Thielen. He's Adam Thielen.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he's going to get 1,000 yards. But
we're close to.
Like, I kind of, like, you need receivers. And I think the Bears are in the perfect position to, like, become that next step of a team.
Because you could put, like, Keenan Allen in the slot. You could put anyone in the slot. Like, it doesn't matter. But the Chargers, I see the Chargers could trade down to pick 11 to the Vikings. Like, I would love to see Brock Bowers with the Chargers. That's a team. I don't know what team's going to. It's so tough with Brock Bowers because he could go as high as LA to 5.
It's just tight could, ends. It's
he,
just,
he could fall. Like, I have some drafts where he falls to 18 to the Bengals because it's like, what team needs a tight end? Like,
that's what I mean.
Evan Engram, yeah. Down, like.
Well, that could be the case, though, because the Bengals and T. Higgins.
Yeah.
So.
They could draft wide receiver because they lost Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. What is Denver? And, like, Denver and Las Vegas is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, they could go back-to-back. You know, I'm looking over my draft right now. They could go back-to-back to get Bo Nix and Michael Penix. But I just don't see – I don't see Bo Nix first round.
Penix, man, I don't really know why.
Penix, I think, will probably be first round.
Later. People, like, mid to late.
I could see Vegas trading up back in the first round to, like, to the team, like – the Niners, because the Niners, they don't need it. Well, they need tackle, but like
What I'm saying is
a big tackle class.
If I'm bidding on any of the quarterbacks to be the best out of this class, it's Penix for me. Like with 100,
he's got pinpoint accuracy.
That, like 100%, my whole like I believe that Penix is the best quarterback.
I believe Penix can be top three in the class. I think Daniels would probably be better, but it's because the like. Even though Penix ran a 4.4 or 4.5, which is insane with how many injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's so tough to, like, because it's such a, like, a, it's just a deep tackle, wide receiver, corners are somewhat, like, DN, I don't know if DN's that much depth. Like, Peter Schrager's the Patriots trained back in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there's so much that could happen. Like the Bucks, I have a hard time picking the Bucks a lot, cause they could go offensive line, they could go corner, like cause I feel like the Bucks always need offensive line. It's gonna be a lot, you know, a lot of stuff. But who do you have the Eagles? You know, do you think the Eagles trade up or stay at good old 22? Cause there's a report they want to trade up.
Basically. Well, I think Howie.
Yeah.
Might cook something up.
Yeah.
But I think they're just going to stay.
Yeah.
And if they move up, it's not going to be by a lot.
Now, what position do you think they could take? I think corner is probably the biggest need.
Corner, linebacker.
They're not taking a linebacker, though. I don't think there's a linebacker.
Is there even a good linebacker in the class?
Payton Willis, he's a good. He's probably second round. A guy from Michigan's probably second or third. Like, there's no first round talent, I don't think. But I think corner, though. I think corner, offensive line could be one because of Kelsey.
I don't know
how good the guard is because Juergens moving to center.
Yeah. I would say, like, 75% is of me thinks that it's going to be a defensive player. And that little percentage is going to be an offensive lineman. I really don't think they're going to do that. You know, but
what if they take Ladd McConkley? Hey, he's getting some buzz, though. I mean, they could use him, though, a slot guy. Devontae Parker's not.
That's not. They shouldn't. If they do that, I'll be upset.
I don't think Ladd McConkley's in the first round, but he's getting a lot of buzz.
Like, I swear, like, if they don't need a receiver, they've already seen. A.J. Brown is good enough for the entire receiving corps.
Well, if they use him. They stopped using him in, like, the past, like, 8 weeks.
So, I don't know. Devontae Smith is a number one receiver in, like, any team besides the Eagles.
And, like, the Bengals. Like he's probably wide receiver one in, like, 20 teams, I feel like.
I would say more, but.
Yeah, like, 20 up.
Yeah. But, like, they have the wide receiver core. They just need defense.
If they start James Bradbury and Darius Slay in
it. That's it, like. James Bradbury needs to go.
I don't know if he's still on the roster.
He is.
But for my Bills, it's receiver. Or is it receiver or D end? I want them to take Brian Thomas or Adrian Mitchell. I want Adrian Mitchell. That's my expectation. But maybe like a D end like Latu or Johnny Newton, Brian Murphy falls. But real quick, let's touch on the Sixers. Just predictions on what's going to happen. Who do you have winning?
For what?
Your Sixers playoff game.
They're at home now.
Tyrese Maxey's come off most improved. Which is good. Good for Tyrese Maxey.
I think with the home energy, I think they're going to win. I don't think I think Brunson's going to have a big game. Like, I think he's going to have a huge game, but it's not going to be enough.
Yeah, I think Sixers win, not because I like, even though I hate the Sixers, I do think they take a game in the series. I think it's game three. I think Brunson has a better game. I don't think he's going to shoot 8 for 26 or 8 for 29 the whole series.
I think Brunson is a big game.
I think Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris playing on him a lot, like, has affected him. He's just not hitting some shot. I don't think Josh Hart's gonna have back to back 20-point games. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think the Sixers take it. I think it's gonna be close because both games have been really close.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to the final minute. I don't believe the Sixers are gonna choke this one away. I think, like, the way they've been playing, I think 195. I think is my prediction. I think Maxi. I don't think Embiid has a. I don't know if Embiid had. I don't think Embiid's gonna have 30 plus. I think he's like 22, 25.
I think the points are gonna be. You know what I was reading something on Instagram.
Yeah.
Tobias needs the Trey Turner treatment. He needs a standing ovation. So bad. Like,
you know what the problem is? Because it was Trey's first year. Tobias has been here like every year, and they like.
Yeah, but this is definitely his. Like, he's looking bad.
Him and Buddy Hield have been horrific.
Yeah, like. I don't know. Like, I think Embiid has an Embiid game.
I think he's going to have 25.
I don't think it's going to be a crazy game. I think Maxey has a better game than Embiid. And
I think Oubre steps up.
I think Oubre is going to have a good game with Maxey. So I think, like, the points are going to be more spread out than usual, which they need.
I think Paul Reed plays a big factor in tonight's game, too.
Yeah.
Someone needs to help Embiid.
With the rebounds.
But look at us. We finished just a minute.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only one. Felt nice. It felt like beginning of the year.
Yeah. But I think we covered everything that we wanted to cover, and hopefully the Sixers game turns out how I want it to. But
well, I hope they're down 3-0. It might be 2-1.
This hot takes it. The
series needs to be long, though. Even though
we need playoffs
we need
to
at least
go on
six.
For a while.
We need at least six in the series, because it's been a great series.
Yeah. This is Hot Takes with Nick and Josh. We'll be back next time.
We just finished on the